Beautiful, aren't they? Yet up there, on the surface, no one even knows they exist. There's a monster inside all of us. I'd like to let you in on a very important secret I learned when I was about your age, boy. You see, power, real power, doesn't come to those who were born the strongest or fastest or smartest. No. It comes to those who will do anything to achieve it. It's time to let the monster out. Why should I converse with this peasant filth? It would be a kindness to put them all down like the dogs they are. Do you do tricks, dog? If I throw you a scrap of meat, will you beg for it? Let's find out. He drew his sword, a perfect line of bright steel raised and held in practiced hands. I offer you this, your life. It isn't much, but still, beg. He looked ridiculous, of course. The frills of his collar seemed to exaggerate the patchwork of scars across his neck and head. But she had asked him to try, and for better or worse, he had. He pulled the corners of his mouth closer to his recently powdered cheeks in something close to a smile. She bit her lip, stifling the torrent of laughter bursting to be released. It's bad, isn't it? He mumbled. No, it's perfect, she chirped, offering out her arm with a flourish.